If you have tried to pivot into a more fulfilling career in the past and it didn't work out, or you've been thinking about a pivot, but you feel stuck because you don't know what your first step is, then this episode is for you because I'm talking about what exactly makes a career pivot successful, the biggest mistake that derails pivot attempts, why women struggle with that mistake, and I'm sharing specifically the two ways that you can overcome that mistake so that you can have a successful pivot into a more fulfilling career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role in recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to the Fulfilling Career Podcast. One of the problems that I help women solve is pivoting out of jobs that they hate and into a more fulfilling career, which means that by nature of doing that, I often hear from women either about what they've tried to make a pivot in the past or why they haven't attempted a pivot, whether that's from my clients directly or online when I'm talking on social media. I'm often hearing about different pivots. And I have over the years noticed a very specific pattern that can keep either an actual pivot attempt or even before you start a pivot that can keep it from being successful. So really why a career pivot would fail. So maybe you are in a situation where you know that you need to leave your job that you're currently in. You've been miserable for 5 or more years at this point. You have already researched your options. You've looked on job boards. Maybe you've paid someone to update your resume. Maybe you've applied to jobs in the past, or you have scrolled job boards only to close out the tab because you feel overwhelmed or just like you're not sure what you should even apply for. And everything you have tried is not working. You are still in that job that you hate. Maybe you're applying to jobs and you're getting ghosted or you're getting rejections. Maybe you just feel stuck, like you don't have any options or you have too many options and you're not sure what direction to go in. And eventually you just end up giving up. Maybe you tell yourself, you know what? I guess I can only do what I've always done in my career. I guess I'm stuck. I can't make a pivot. This is just what it is. And so essentially, you've tried to pivot and it wasn't successful, or you are too scared to pivot because you think it will not be successful. So in this episode, I want us to talk more about what exactly is going on here, right? I want to talk about what exactly first is a successful career pivot. What is the biggest mistake that I see that causes attempts to make a career pivot? What causes them to fail? And how can you overcome that mistake and do something different so that you can actually pivot into a more fulfilling career that you genuinely enjoy and can thrive in and feel good in while you get paid well? So the first thing, like I said, I want to talk about is what makes a pivot successful? Because I think that we could all potentially have different definitions of career success in general, but specifically when we're talking about pivoting, there could be varied definitions of pivot success. So I want to make my stance very clear so that as I go through and talk about the mistake and how to fix the mistake, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So to me, a successful career pivot is not just going into a new job, okay? Because anybody can job search and land a job and still be miserable and unhappy. I am very much about career fulfillment. My entire mission is to help more women land fulfilling jobs that allows them to have better life satisfaction, because I believe that you cannot have life satisfaction without career satisfaction. So I'm always prioritizing specifically career fulfillment, meaning joy and happiness and satisfaction in your work. I'm always prioritizing that. So for a career pivot to be successful, in my opinion, there are 3 main criteria that need to be present. And notice I used the word main, because I'm sure if I sat down and I thought about it long enough, I could come up with like 10 things that makes a pivot successful. But I don't want this episode to be 2 hours long. So I actually thought about the three biggest buckets of how I would define a successful pivot. And the three criteria, the first one is alignment. So the work feels good. Like you are genuinely excited about the work. You're not just tolerating it. You're not just surviving at work. You're actually thriving at work. You feel like you're making a difference. You feel like you as a person matter and are valued in that work. You are using skills that you enjoy. You're working in an environment where your values are respected and you feel like you're growing and you're thriving and you're happy and you're contributing to the world. It feels like you're doing meaningful work, however you define meaningful, and it doesn't drain you. So when you come home after work, you still have energy to do life, to hang out with your loved ones, to, you know, do your hobbies, to just enjoy life so that your entire life doesn't feel like it's just work. Okay. So the first criteria of what makes a successful pivot is the job is aligned. You are in an aligned career. The second criteria for a successful pivot is the compensation. So you are getting paid well enough to support what I call your comfortable luxury lifestyle. Okay. And I say comfortable luxury because I think sometimes when we hear the word luxury, we immediately are thinking, you know, buy a 5,000 designer bag every month. I'm not talking about that. Okay. I'm not talking about flying first class every 2 days to a new place. And no. To me, comfortable luxury at the bare minimum, this is why I say this is my criteria for success, because this is a minimum threshold, is that you're getting paid enough to live a comfortable luxury lifestyle. And this is where you're not penny pinching. You're not living budget to budget, paycheck to paycheck. You can go on a nice vacation once or twice a year. You can get your nails done every month if you want, and you're not worried about it. You can buy the sourdough bread. You know what I mean? If you have kids, you can pay for their extracurricular activities without feeling like you're stretched too tight, right? You are not worried to buy something on Amazon real quick, right? You don't feel guilt for spending money. Comfortable luxury looks different for everyone, but the baseline really is that you're not stressed about money. You have enough to live well, to save, and to enjoy your life. You have enough to save. Let me rephrase that. You have enough to live well, save, invest, and enjoy your life. Because that has been a big thing for me. I want to say maybe in the past 3-4 years, I've talked about this before, but how getting promoted in my career and earning more money made me so much more financially intelligent because I wanted to know what to do with my money. And I really regret not doing this earlier, but I'm always like, it's okay. I have the knowledge now, but I am big, big, big right now on investing, specifically in the stock market. That is my mode of investment because it's like you are taking care of the future version of yourself when you're investing. So I know I don't want to be working when I'm 65. Like maybe until 50, yes. By 65, I want to be work optional, right? I know that I love what I do now. And so if I still love it or if I'm doing something else I love, I want to be able to do it at will, not because I have to. And so that's why I say, let me rephrase comfortable luxury to you're making enough money to live well, save, invest, and enjoy your life. So for most of my clients, this looks different, right? It's usually around pivoting into a role that gives you around a 10K increase or more. So increasing your salary by 10,000 or more. Sometimes it's the same salary, but less work and more enjoyable work. Sometimes it's a $35,000 increase. It really just depends on your starting point, your industry, and what you're looking for. So that's the second criteria. And then the third and final criteria for a successful pivot, in my opinion, is growth potential. So this is, you've pivoted into a role where you can see how your skills will grow. You see clearly how you will advance. You're not stuck in a dead-end role. You see a path forward. And I should say this is if growth is important to you. So I guess criteria number three is optional because I know it's not important to everyone. But I also know from the research that if you know that you're going to be working, right? You're not a trust fund baby. You're not planning to start a business. Your career is how you're going to make money to live and survive. I could tell you for a fact that the research shows clearly that if you are not developing and growing in your skills, you're going to feel unhappy. You will not be fulfilled in a role where you're not thriving. So you might think that you don't want to grow. And that I think might be because you're thinking of growth strictly as climbing the ladder. And at this point, I know we are all like, get that ladder away from me. I want to lay down and take a nap. That's fine. Growth doesn't always mean promotion, director, C-suite. No. Growth is leading new projects, learning new skills, getting new opportunities, right? You can even grow laterally, but at least you don't feel like you're, there's a word I'm thinking of that's not coming to my mind, but sort of like dying and just like getting the life sucked out of you and you're not advancing, your brain is not developing, you're not learning anything new. We all need growth to feel good. Okay. So those are my three criteria. A successful career pivot is a role that feels good, pays well, and gives you room to grow. So now that we are on the same page about how I define a successful career pivot, well, what is the biggest mistake that keeps women from making a successful pivot? Because what I see is either maybe you try to make a pivot and you end up in another job and within 3, 4, 6 months, you're already unhappy again. Or you try to make a pivot, you actually apply to things, but you never heard back. And so then you give up. So you never actually left that job. You hate it. So it's usually one or the other. You tried, you ended up in another miserable job, or you tried, it just didn't work out. So you stayed in your miserable job. So what usually tends to cause that to happen? Again, there are many different minor mistakes that people make. I mean, this is why I coach and I help my clients avoid these types of different mistakes. But the big one that I want to talk about in this episode is a lack of focus. The biggest mistake, the number one reason career pivots fail is a lack of focus. Specifically, what I always see is women are applying to 3, 4, 5 different types of roles. You are out here applying to program manager jobs and operations manager jobs and HR business partner and learning specialist and consultant. And should I start a business or should I, you know, work part-time? And you're thinking, I'm qualified for all of these jobs, so I should apply to all of them. But that doesn't work. That just leads to you, again, landing in another job you hate or staying stuck in the job that you already hate, one or the other. And so the reason why, there are different reasons why this doesn't work. The first one is that you will feel confused about what you're actually trying to pivot into when you're targeting 5, 4, 3 different types of jobs, okay? When you don't know what role you have set your sight on, you will feel like you don't have any actual option to pivot into, even though you're looking on LinkedIn, you're looking on Indeed, you're looking at these job boards, you're scrolling these job postings, like you're taking action, but low key, deep down, you're gonna keep thinking, I don't have any options. I don't know what I can pivot into. I don't even know what my first step is because all these jobs are so very different. How do I even apply? Or you're going to apply out of desperation. And again, it's not going to work out. So how I want you to think about it is if you're making a career pivot, you're going from point A to point B. If you have like point B, C, D, E, and F, right? Like you have 5 different points, your brain does not know what direction to go in, and that will cause you to feel stuck. Because do I go straight into point B? Do I go sideways into point C? Do I go downwards into point D? It's like there's too many options, so your brain will default to no options. There's also even research around this, not specifically with career, but research has been done when, as just people in general, let's say you go shopping, you go to buy something at a store, at a restaurant, whatever. When you have too many options, your brain will rather make no option. As opposed to when you have a target option, you're more likely to then take action and make a decision. So our brains likes simple, clean, clear processes. When you are applying for 5 different jobs, you will always feel confused about what you're going to pivot into, which is the same thing as thinking that you cannot pivot into anything. Confusion is never a good sign when you're trying to make a career pivot. So that is the first problem that occurs with lack of focus that causes your pivot to fail. The second problem that causes lack of focus to lead to a failed pivot is that you are then not positioned for anything. So let's just take your LinkedIn as the benchmark for positioning right now in this economy. When you're trying to apply to 5 different types of jobs, you will end up not positioning yourself for any one of them. And if you are not positioned, meaning like you, when somebody comes to your profile, it is very, very, very clear what you are qualified for, what you are looking for, what problems you solve, how you can help them. If it's not very clear, they're moving on and you're not getting opportunities. Like a clearly positioned LinkedIn profile doesn't have a vague headline. It doesn't have a generic summary section. Like recruiters come to your profile and they know exactly what you do and what job you're looking for and if you're right for them or not. And in this job market that we're in, because everybody's saying the job market is so hard, the job market is so hard, job market is so hard. I'm like, it's not that it's hard. It's that it's different. It's different because of the volume of people in it and the volume of tech and AI being used to navigate the system, which means you have to be more creative because right now, even recruiters are overwhelmed. And so the way that they are solving that problem for themselves is they are sourcing talent on LinkedIn. They're not waiting just for job boards. So if your profile is not positioning you clearly for a specific role, you're essentially invisible to recruiters on LinkedIn. And if you're invisible, your job search is going to be that much more harder because then you have to depend on outbound applying, right? Submitting applications, which is really just a black hole, in my opinion. Like that never worked. Like even 5 years ago, I was against just applying on job boards because it has always been a black hole. It's just much more worse now. The third problem that occurs when you have a lack of focus is that your applications are scattered, right? So even when you say, okay, I want to leave my job, I need to find something else. I can do a program manager role. I can do an operations specialist role. I can do a learning specialist role. So you're applying for all of those because you need to get out of your job. Your applications are scattered. You're applying to different roles usually means your resume is not customized for any role. Your cover letter is generic. You're not speaking the language of any specific industry. And hiring managers can tell. Hiring managers know when someone is just throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something sticks, which is why then you get ghosted or rejected or you just don't hear back. And then number four problem that occurs when you have a lack of focus, which keeps you from having a successful career pivot, is that all of those first three then leads to you feeling overwhelmed and hopeless. Because you are applying to these roles, you're considering all these options, but it's not yielding results. Either you're not finding jobs to apply to, or you're applying to a bunch and you're not hearing back. And after a while, you'll start telling yourself, nothing is working. I guess I'm really stuck in this job. I guess I can only do what I've always done in this job. And then you give up and then you stay in that miserable job that's draining you because you feel overwhelmed and hopeless because you had a lack of focus. You end up thinking that lack of traction in everything you're applying for or everything you're trying, I should say, is evidence that you're not qualified to do anything else. Like you start telling yourself, well, it's not working. I'm not getting any opportunity. So I'm not qualified. I can't pivot. I'm stuck. And then you just stay in that job. Meanwhile, the problem is not your qualifications. The problem is that your entire approach was wrong. Okay, so the biggest mistake that I see that causes pivots attempts to fail is a lack of focus. And the four reasons why lack of focus can lead to your pivot failing is you feel confused about what to pivot into. You're not positioned for anything. Your applications are scattered and then you feel overwhelmed and hopeless. And I have to tell you, when it comes to pivoting, hopeless is a very dangerous place to be because when you are hopeless, you will just stop trying. You will give up. That being said, why does this problem occur? Like, why do women keep struggling with lack of focus that leads to their pivot attempt failing? I've seen in my experience working with my clients two reasons that leads to a lack of focus, and that is a lack of clarity and just being multi-qualified is the word I'm using for it. You're multi-qualified. So when we think about lack of clarity, it's just you genuinely have not thought deeply about what you actually want to do in your career. Like, you know you need to leave your job. You know it's not working for you. You know you're unhappy. You know you don't feel like you're doing meaningful work and that this job is draining you and you're underpaid and you're undervalued. Like, you know everything that is wrong with it. However, you don't know what else specifically you will pivot into. You haven't sat down to actually think, what kind of work activities do I want to do at work? What kind of company environment do I want to be in? What kind of industry do I want to be in? What kind of role do I want? Like, you have not broken down to the specifics what you actually want to do in your career. And if you are listening to this episode and you're thinking to yourself, well, yeah, because I don't know what else I can do. I actually really don't have clarity. Well, first, let me say this is exactly what I help my clients do in any of my coaching programs. So if you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, you can actually book a free strategy call with me. On this free career clarity call, we'll talk about, you know, what's happening in your career. Why do you feel stuck? What have you tried? What's not working? And I'll share exactly how I can help you get clarity and pivot into a fulfilling role. So that's the first thing I would say is, let's just work together. Come talk to me on a free call, hercareerdoctor.com/call. And I will also say, I had an episode a few weeks ago. It's episode 148, where I talk about the three things you need to know about yourself for a successful career pivot. Again, that's episode 148. I definitely encourage you to go listen to that episode because I specifically break down then how do you get this clarity that will prevent you from having a lack of focus. So that will help you start solving that problem of not having clarity. Okay. So the first reason why women have lack of focus is a lack of clarity. The second is being multi-qualified. Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. And I didn't even look to see if that was a word. I just kind of came up with it. But essentially, you're qualified for many things. I mean, you've been working for 10 plus years. At this point of your career, you have a lot of skills. You've done a lot of things in your career. You've taken on new responsibilities. So logically, it makes sense that you think you can do more than one thing because you can. You are actually qualified to do more than one thing. That is a fact. But then you're assuming that being qualified to do more than one thing means you should apply to everything you're qualified for. But that logic is just wrong, because just because you're qualified for something doesn't mean you will thrive in it, first of all, right? Like if you do anything long enough, you will eventually become qualified at it. That doesn't mean you enjoy it. That doesn't mean you'll thrive. You can be good at something and hate doing it. So it's not just about qualifications. And this is why I define what I mean by a successful career pivot at the top of this episode, because it is about things you're qualified for and that you will actually enjoy, find fulfilling, and thrive in. And that is usually not everything you have done. Okay. So yes, because you have 10, 15, 20 years of experience, you are qualified to do many things, but you will only thrive in some of those things. So the goal is not to apply to everything you can do, is to focus on what you will actually enjoy doing, which brings me back to part, like reason number one, why the mistake happens is clarity. So you have to get clear on what all am I actually qualified for? Then of this list, which of these do I actually enjoy that I want to focus my efforts on and do in the next season of my career? When you just focus on what you're qualified for, then you do what I talked about earlier, lack of focus. You apply to everything you're qualified for, which in the job boards can look like four different types of roles. But that will just stress you out. Let me not repeat myself. I already talked about why that's a problem, right? You will feel overwhelmed. You will feel hopeless. It's not going to work out. So stop focusing on what you're qualified for and start focusing on what you enjoy and are qualified for. So now you know the biggest mistake that makes career pivots fail, which is lack of focus, and why lack of focus happens, lack of clarity, and being multi-qualified. So now let's talk about how then do you solve for that problem? How do you solve for a lack of focus? And if you did not see this coming, I would be very shocked. But there's two things I'm going to share with you to help you solve this problem. The very first one is get clarity. I mean, you have to have seen that coming, but you have to get clarity because, again, without clarity, you're just going to be all over the place and it's going to stress you out. So when I say clarity, what do I mean? Because I think that can also sound vague. So let me define it. Clarity means, when it comes to making a career pivot, clarity means that you have picked one specific role or type of work and one or two max industries. Now, it's so interesting because 5 years ago, I used to say you could target 3 to 5 industries. But in this current job market, nope, my maximum is two industries max, because you have to be able to speak the language of that industry. You have to develop knowledge about that industry. You have to understand the pain points, the trends, the key decision makers in that industry. And you just cannot do that for 5 industries at once. You will, you know, spread yourself too thin. You will stress yourself out. You will burn out. It is not possible. So one role or type of work in 1 or 2 industries max. And when I say one role, and there's a reason why I'm saying role or types of work, I'm saying that because it doesn't have to be one exact job title. Because a lot of times, different companies can and do use different titles for the same type of work. So one role is, you know, the kind of work you want to do, but it could have 4 different job titles, but it's still the same kind of work, and you don't need to position yourself differently because it's the same type of work. So for example, think of the learning space. One company might call it a role, learning and development. And then somewhere else, that exact same role is talent development. And then another company says learning specialist. And then somebody else says instructional design specialist. They're all essentially the same type of work, just with different titles. So as long as you understand the general type of work you want to do and the industry you want to focus on, you have clarity. Okay. And so that's what I mean when I say get clarity is one role, one industry, go all in. You will pivot more successfully and faster, because everything else is like this flywheel effect. Once you're focused on one role in one industry, your networking attempts become more effective. Your LinkedIn starts attracting the right roles. Your resume is doing the work for you. It's like, and then you're building credibility in that space that will eventually lead to an opportunity. So as long as you are clear, again, on the role and the type of work you want to focus on, you have clarity. Now, maybe you have done clarity work before, right? Like maybe you're like, I've done research, but the reason why I feel stuck is because I just don't know what direction to take. Maybe you're stuck between 2 to 3 roles. At some point, honestly, you just have to pick. Take decisive action, commit to one role, market yourself for that one role, and land it. Now, I will say that I also have a podcast episode where I talked about how to pick a career direction or how to pivot when you have multiple options. Like when you're trying to decide between more than one options, how do you make a career pivot or how do you pick a direction? It's episode 140, episode 140. And that episode title is Pivot to a New Industry, How to Pivot When You Have Multiple Career Options. So you can definitely listen to that for some strategies on picking between more than one. But listen, you can always pivot again if it doesn't work out. I know it sounds scary, but the honest fact is none of us are ever stuck in our careers. We're not tied to one thing. You can make moves. And so right now you're saying, oh, I can do 2, 3, 4 things. I don't know which one to pick. The time that you're wasting hemming and hawing, going back and forth between your options, is time that you're spending in a job that is draining you and killing you slowly. You don't have that time. You can't afford to keep going back and forth. Pick a path, move forward. Okay, that's the first way to solve for lack of focus, which is clarity. And then the second is marketing. Okay, so a successful career pivot requires 2 things, clarity and marketing. If you have clarity but no marketing, then you will know what you want, but you won't be able to position yourself for it, which means you won't actually land the job. If you have marketing but no clarity, you will position yourself for many roles, but they don't actually fit. So you might get interviews for the wrong job and end up in a bad job. Okay, so clarity is the first step. Marketing is the second thing you can do. And so what exactly is marketing? Marketing means positioning your skills, your accomplishments, and your experiences for the specific job that you are trying to land. It means knowing how to speak the language of the role and the industry that you're going into. And you need to know how to market yourself for the role. Once you have clarity, you've picked your one role, you've picked your one industry, You're not going to magically land that job, especially if you're pivoting, which means your work history doesn't directly paint a picture for your target role in industry. So marketing is when you make it clear why you are qualified for that role in that industry. So positioning your skills, your accomplishments, and your experiences for the specific job that you're trying to land. And when I think of marketing, it goes across multiple sequences, or I should say, let me say it this way. You market yourself in multiple places while you are trying to actively make that pivot. So your LinkedIn, your resume, and in interviews. So with your LinkedIn, you position yourself for a specific role so that you are magnetizing, attracting opportunities to you. Okay. Because I said earlier, recruiters are sourcing for talent on LinkedIn. So if your profile is not clearly positioning you for a specific role in a specific industry, you are not going to be found by recruiters, which is essentially losing opportunities. Then on your resume needs to then translate your experience into language that makes sense for the role you're targeting. So when you're making a pivot, honestly, in general, anybody, when you're building a resume, you can't afford to just list everything you did or list your responsibilities or list your tasks, because that is not a marketing document. But even more so when you are pivoting, you have to show, you have to make it clear how what you did is relevant for the role that you are applying for. And then when I think of interviews, you need to be able to articulate, talk about why you're making this pivot, how your skills transfer, the value you're bringing, how you can solve their problems. But like, you need to, every time they ask you a question in the interview, you have to imagine that at the back of their mind, unsaid, unspoken, they're asking, why should we hire someone who has never done this exact role before? And so every answer you give in an interview should be marketing you for the specific role you're applying for. I'm going to keep emphasizing that, because you're not just talking about your accomplishments and your skills or what you've done. No, you're connecting your accomplishments and your skills and what you've done. You're connecting it to that role and industry that you now have clarity about. So for example, let's say you're trying to land a senior learning manager role at a finance corporation. Okay. One of my clients actually made this pivot into finance from nonprofit. You could say, I've designed training programs for new employees and managed a team of facilitators. Okay. You're telling me what you did. You designed programs, you managed a team of facilitators. But how does that help me see that you are qualified for my specific role in finance? It doesn't. A stronger marketing statement would be something like, I designed and scaled onboarding programs that reduced time to productivity by 30% for over 200 hires annually. I ensured that the trainings were compliant with regulatory requirements, and I aligned learning outcomes with our business performance metrics. I also led a team of 5 facilitators to deliver both technical and soft skills trainings across multiple departments. Do you hear the difference? I hope you did. But what I did here was I looked at the job posting and I pulled out finance relevant language, words or phrases like business performance metrics, compliance, regulatory requirements. I was showing impact by using numbers, 30% reduction, 200 hires. I was showing leadership because it's a senior role by talking about leading a team of 5, right? So you have to position clearly your experiences, your skills, your accomplishment. Talk about it, position it for the job you're applying for. Use their language to guide you as you are talking about why you are right for this role. So the two ways that you solve for lack of focus is by getting clarity about the one industry and the one role that you want, and then marketing yourself for that industry and that role so that you can eventually land a job and pivot into a new field. And you know what? Now that I said eventually land and pivot, I think there is one mistake that's worth mentioning. It's not, again, the biggest one, but it's an honorable mention, is that sometimes people think that their pivot isn't working, but they just haven't done it long enough. Okay. In a typical job market, 3-4 years ago, just job searching, same job, same field, just regular job search, typical job searches were taking 3 to 6 months. Typical. Right now, we are in a tighter market, and you're making a pivot. So yes, your timeline might be a little longer. You might be looking at 9 to 12 months of focused effort. And I will say that is without support, okay? I'm assuming that you're trying to DIY it. This is why I always like to invite you to have a conversation with me about how I can help you speed up the process, because my goal for my clients right now is usually 4 to 6 months. Our average has been 4, but depending on the kind of pivot you're making, we could be looking at up to 6 months. So if you want support so that you're not doing this over 12 months, definitely check out hercareerdoctor.com/call and let's have a free career clarity call. But you can't search. My point here is you cannot search for 1 month, not hear back, and then say it's not working and give up. Like, you have to give yourself time. You have to give the process time. You have to give the strategy time to work, because there are very many things that can impact your own specific pivot timeline. Things like the role you're trying to land, the industry you're trying to enter, the kind of industry you're trying to make, right? Like, are you doing same industry, different role, or different industry, same role? Because also different industries hire at different rates and different roles have different hiring cycles. All of those things will impact your timeline. So recognize that a successful pivot will take some time. If you quit after 1 month, you're not giving yourself a fair shot. You have to stay focused. You have to stay consistent. If you're doing it yourself without professional help, give it at least 6 months before you decide it's not working, minimum. And honestly, that advice just goes for everything, because I'm saying this to you, I'm thinking about, this is very, very much random and aside. I was talking to my cousin yesterday and she's trying to lose weight and she's like, you know, I was working out and it didn't work. And I'm like, okay, but you know, you have to do it for like 6 months before you say it didn't work, right? And she's like, oh, I definitely didn't do it for 6 months. I'm like, look, you have to, because even me right now, and this is me telling her, I was like, I'm trying to build muscle, which requires lifting heavier weights and eating more than I've ever eaten before. And I have just told myself it's going to take at least 6 months for me to see progress. Like, I am in it. I am on this ride for 6 months. And I find that so interesting, because I wasn't thinking of this episode when I had this conversation yesterday, but it's like, this is a pattern for anything in life. Any change you're trying to make, you can't try it for 2 weeks and say it did not work. Give it at least 6 months before you decide that it is not working. Okay? So I just thought that was like an honorable mention mistake, is you just quit too soon. You quit before you hit like the crescendo of the change and the result that you want. So don't quit too soon. Stay the course. But ultimately, again, biggest mistake that will cause your pivot to fail is a lack of focus. And the way that you solve for a lack of focus is with clarity and marketing. And it's so important that you actually take time to do both of those things, because if you don't, if you are unable to leave that job that's draining you and pivot into something more fulfilling, your health, your money, and your relationships will all keep suffering. Your health will continue to deteriorate because you will keep feeling stressed. Your body will be breaking down. You'll be more anxious, more depressed. Like, your physical and mental health will continue to get worse if you stay in that job or if you are not able to make a successful pivot. Your relationships will suffer because your health is suffering. You're not being fully present for the people that you love. You don't have energy for them. You're complaining all the time. You're not, you know, fully present. And eventually that takes a toll on your relationships, not to mention your money. Because if you are underpaid and unhappy, you're not building wealth right now. You're not saving. You're not investing. You're not building that generational wealth that you desire to build. So you could be making more money by making just one strategic pivot into a more fulfilling career. You could be taking that money and investing it, growing it, building security so that you are not working for the rest of your life. So if you choose to stay in that job that you hate, which, mind you, that is still a choice, okay? Doing nothing is a choice. So if you stay in a job that you hate, or if you continue taking like an unfocused approach, right? You're just applying to everything. Your health, your relationships, and your money will keep suffering. That is the cost of not making a successful career pivot. So it is so important that you take a step back and get that clarity on the one role and the one industry, two maximum industries, and position yourself for it at every stage of the job search process, and give it time, right? Give it time to actually pivot into a more fulfilling career. And let me say, this is exactly the work that I help my clients do. I help you get clarity on the one role that fits. We do that in 30 days or less. So that already cuts down some of the time of trying to figure out what else you can pivot into. I help my clients figure that out in less than 30 days. And then I help you market yourself for that role. Everything from resume templates to LinkedIn templates and audits and interview scripts and networking scripts. Like, I give you literally everything you need, not to mention the actual coaching support that I do with my clients. So if you are recognizing that you need support with making a successful career pivot, I would love to have a conversation with you. You can book a free career clarity call with me. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, we will walk through, you know, what's happening in your career, what's going wrong, what have you tried, why hasn't it worked, and I will share with you how I can help you pivot into a more successful career. Again, that's hercareerdoctor.com/call. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful. Again, don't forget to listen to the other episodes in this pivot series. I've been talking about making career pivots since January. We are now in April. So there's so much content here on the podcast. If you are new, if this is the first episode you've listened to, I definitely encourage you to like scroll back, listen to more, and just get more strategy for how you can make a successful pivot. Okay? Thanks again for listening. I hope you found it helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.